Hello and welcome back to Blue Sierras Radio on WATD 95.9. Joining me in my third guest spot, I'm excited to announce, is Mike Kirlin, the Vice President of Clinical Quality and Integration at MedWand, an exciting company that we're going to learn all about and how they can help you in your healthcare and with your clinician. So, Mike, thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me tonight. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. We talk each week or each month, each week also about healthcare and telehealth, and we want to provide as much information as we possibly can to the public and to folks about what's available to them and what they can ask their clinicians about, their doctors, their nurse friends, their pharmacist that they work with. So tell us about MedWand, what you do there, and the products that you have.
Great. Thank you. Well, I lead the clinical work at MedWand, and MedWand is a company that has built a telehealth platform, which is essentially includes a medical device that has multiple sensors on it. So I could listen to the heart and lung sounds in the abdomen. I could get a temperature, pulse, pulse ox. I could take images of the inner ear, the nose, the mouth, the skin. And we're currently in the middle of getting our single lead ECG cleared as well by the FDA. Everything else is FDA cleared, and the device allows you to do real-time assessments, non-real-time assessments, or if you're in the middle of like an asynchronous assessment, that's what like non-real-time is, and you decide, like, oh man, I really need to get the doc or the nurse in on the visit. You could flip it from asynchronous to synchronous right in the middle of the exam. So we are really, really proud of just the flexibility of the software and the hardware to meet organizations' staffing models and workflows. And that's what I like. That's what really, really excites me, because before I was at MedWand, I was on the administrative and operational side at like multiple hospitals and clinics. And the thing that struck me was like, boy, this is a really cool gadget or device and software, but I have to somehow adjust my workflow to make it work. And this place says, no, we're going to make our technology and our platform meet you where your workflow is. So I think, to me, out of like all the cool things that we do, I think meeting the workflow where you need it is what we do best.
And that's so important because so often software or hardware companies, they'll say, okay, now we need to change your workflow. And that's the most disruptive thing for clinicians. No, I got it right. I know exactly what I need to do in order to take care of this patient. And if I got to change something, that's a potential point of error because they're thinking about a new workflow and there's a change in the way that they're working. So kudos to MedWand to meeting clinicians where they are. I'm really excited too to hear about the single lead EKG. This is clinic based, right? So a physician office would use that, or would you use that at home as well?
Oh, great question. And thank you for that layup question.
Oh, thank
So
you. I was not planted, by the way, just so we know.
so clinics can use it. You can use it at home. You can use it anywhere. The patient can use it by themselves, or it could be facilitated by like a caregiver or like a telehealth facilitator. I'll give you a couple of use cases real quick. There are some clinics that don't have easy access to specialists for their patients. So like a primary care clinic or a community-based organization can make like almost a makeshift clinic and beam in the specialist from somewhere else. And in fact, that's what we did at when I used to work at a PACE at a PACE clinic, a program for all-inclusive care for the elderly. We didn't want the elderly population needlessly having to travel to a specialty clinic when we had the staff that could facilitate the visit, and the tools were all available, the sensors and whatnot, the ability to auscultate, et cetera, which allowed the patient not to have to travel unnecessarily. You could also leave the device with the patient at their home. One of my favorite use cases is post-discharge, newly diagnosed with something, and they've got a new treatment plan or medication regime, and you want to keep an eye on them. You want to listen to those lungs, see how that Lasix is doing, keep an eye on them. And the single lead ECG, actually the two sensors that really have been of interest to folks have been the auscultation, the stethoscope, the ability to auscultate, and the single lead ECG. Both of those combined with the close one behind is the thermometer of all things. And our thermometer doesn't require calibration, and it's contactless. So a lot of the thermometers, do you remember, like during COVID, you'd walk into a building or something and they would shoot they would point what looked like a gun at your head, a plastic gun. So a lot of those were basal thermometers, and they were pretty much approved under the emergency EUA, emergency use authorization. But the basal thermometers, they basically just test the skin temperature or the surface temperature, and that could be, that could be different because I just walked up a flight of steps or I just came in from the cold. Our thermometer is calibrated, so you never have to worry about calibration, and it's you just kind of point it at your temporal arteries, and it measures your body temperature accurately, and it's FDA cleared. But I could go on and on about the device. I think it's, for me, it's like from an operational perspective and a technical perspective, that's where I really like it. I've seen a lot of gadgets over the years, but the ones that can fit into my technical infrastructure and my workflow, to me, are the ones that make the easiest and best sense for my organization to adopt out of the gate. There's a lot of great tools out there, but how they integrate into your system is really what separates them, I think.
No, I completely agree. And I think also having patients be able to get peace of mind from those pieces of technology are so important. So if any of our listeners want to take a look and see what you have, where can they learn more about the MedOne product and maybe take a look at what you got?
Sure. For particularly any healthcare organizations out there, they can go to info@medwand.com. It's MEDWAND, like med and then magic wand, like medwand.com. Or you could just contact me, Mike@medwand, and my name should come up, and feel free to drop me an email. It's my first initial mcurland@medwan.com. I'm happy to get in touch with anybody and answer any questions. It's my a little bit about me real quick. It's my first go around with a startup and being in a for-profit space, and it's very exciting, and I've learned you have to make yourself very accessible to people. So feel free to reach out to me. Working at a startup is an eye-opening, awesome roller coaster ride compared to the
Absolutely.
nonprofit world.
Absolutely. Yeah. Compared to a health system, nonprofit health system for sure. So that's info@medwand.com. So info@medwand.com to get more info on MedOne, or you can contact Mike directly at his email at mkurliand@medwand.com. So you spent some time looking at our new offering from Blue Sierra Consulting, which is Hey Blue. And our Hey Blue service is our question and answer service. It's a, Hey Blue, I have a question. My phone a friend, my, confidant that I need to talk things over. Because in healthcare, we want to make sure that we got it right. So sometimes we want to collaborate. We don't want to guess. So why would an organization like MedWand find this useful?
My gosh, so tremendously useful. It should be the part of that question because let me rewind a little bit and talk about my days as being the director of the telehealth program at a pediatric hospital. So I was responsible for standing up the telehealth program at a hospital on the East Coast. And I had to compete with all the other legal paperwork, reimbursement questions, policy questions that my legal team, reimbursement team, and policy folks were encountering. And if I had one question, I would pretty much have to get on the calendar because the answer was never as simple as an email could manage. And it would take typically a week or two before I could sit down with somebody and get some feedback. Now, they're really busy, counsel and your coding experts and your policy folks. They have tons of other things that they're worried about and competing with. So by the time I would be able to get an answer a far enough along where I could build an operational model or a financial model around it, I would be 3 to 6 months away. That's how long it took to get anything determined, vetted, and that's like on a good day. And then after those 3 to 6 months, then I could figure out like, okay, now how do I put this into operations? But just to get to decision making. So once I looked at Hey Blue, I was thinking like, oh my goodness, this would have shaved off so much unnecessary time for me to get to a decision point because I would have had the answers at my fingertips. It literally allows you to ask experts in the field. Oh, that's the other thing. The organization I work with, telehealth was relatively new to all the coders. It was relatively new to my counsel. It was relatively new to policy. So they all had to spend some time beefing up on it. And even when they beefed up on it, their answers were very conservative. And when you're ultra conservative, you're being extra conservative to your business models.
Yeah, it's
So,
restrictive.
yeah, so you have less options. So what ultimately happened is that my teams there had to pay for consultation with experts outside. And those experts by the hour, no lie, started at $300. I had one expert that went up to 850, but gave me a discount to 650. And this was 5, 6 years ago. Oh, wait, that's a little bit longer ago. 6, 7 years ago. So I could have avoided all of that because Hey Blue gives you access to these experts that have a list of certifications and credentials behind them. I can tell, like, you hear the enthusiasm in my voice because, like, it is like it's like a gateway into like getting business done. Like, it allows me to get the answers that I need as soon as I ask them.
I love you just said gateway to getting business done. Exactly the whole point of it. That is why we put it together. We wanted to help organizations to be able to gain this information quickly and know that it was accurate. And we had spent 14 years putting this stuff together, and we thought all of this information that we've been using internally, we could actually allow other people to use as well. So I'm glad you're as enthusiastic about it as we are. And you said some of your takeaways already when you took a look at it that you could, get this fast track this information. What topics kind of blew out to you? Was it the reimbursement coding? What's kind of top of mind for you?
Yes, but I want to also add to the other answer because, like, how it could help me in my current role. So we talk to a lot of healthcare organizations that are interested in obviously like using MedWand, but also doing billing. And right now I give them kind of a sheet that I put together, but it's just a sheet of paper. They're going to have a ton more of questions. And what this allows me to do is like, I say, hey, I'll start you off with some information that I was able to get from a vetted resource. You're going to see a lot of resources out there. It's going to be overwhelming. And I could just set the expectation because it really is overwhelming. And I could show folks, here's what I got. But if you've got questions, and I know you will, you could go to this resource right here, and for better price and timeline,
Very
like than
cost
you'll
effective,
very
yeah.
better than anything that you'll come across as far as like time and money, this will help you get the answers that you need for your business and business model. And at least I can give them, yes, some information from me, which is pretty much vetted and cleared by Hey Blue. And I could also point them in the Hey Blue direction, which is to me is a value add because I'm not leaving them kind of like high and dry, like trying to figure it out on themselves, like for themselves, which if they're stuck in a similar boat that I was stuck in before, it would just take too long to make those decisions, or unnecessarily long to make those decisions.
At the end of the
Yes.
day, you're busy people at healthcare organizations, and you're not spending all day, every day looking at healthcare changes in policy or working on workflows at multiple different organizations, and gaining that expertise from someone who is doing that can really fast track what you're working on. So you, as you said, you don't have to spend that unnecessary time looking for things.
Yeah, and to answer your questions about kind of like the topics, absolutely the reimbursement topics. Some of the stuff that also was really helpful was even the sample consent form. I was able to like, oh yeah, I should like I have a consent form that I helped develop, and I was like, oh wait, I should include that line in there. That's
Yep.
a good line to include. So you have things like that are just going to help me from an operational perspective. The other thing that I thought of that I will be using Hey Blue for is that I come across a lot of different state policies, and there are certain sections of the policy that are just hard for me to understand what are they trying to say here? So I think like I'm just going to copy and paste like, hey, this is out of California, especially. This is out of the California policy or drafted policy that they're thinking about putting in. This is my interpretation of it. Am I reading it correctly? Just having another set of eyes that are experts on it give me some feedback will help me be a better expert in my own area. So, like, even the experts need some support and.
Yeah, it's a collaboration for sure.
Yeah.
It's helpful. I always want to do that in healthcare. One of the things that we talk about often in this right on this show is healthcare and innovation and kind of the latest thing that's going on. Telehealth is always top of mind, of course. We want people to understand all the different telehealth things, but sometimes people just have cool things to share or next big things to share. So tell us, Mike, from your side. From your perspective, what's the one cool thing that we need to know?
Great question. Can I answer it like this?
Can
I
answer
think we should,
however you
I
like.
think, thank you. I think the one cool thing that I'm seeing is optimism with more of the healthcare organizations I'm speaking with the providers that I'm speaking with. It seems, and this is just obviously anecdotal, that organizations are getting their legs back under them, that businesses are starting to kind of flex their muscles and see how innovative they can get. I know we went through a tumultuous period with with COVID, but it also had a like a tremendous impact on the cost of supplies and services, labor. Even the labor market, I'm starting to see less bouncing around of staff, which is to me a good sign that folks are more satisfied with where they're at, with the quality of the workplace. What else am I seeing? It's just a general optimism that things are moving in a better direction for our healthcare. And I think it's in response, obviously, to a lot of the wake-up calls that we had during COVID. We recognize a lot of gaps in our healthcare system. And I just see a bit more innovation or innovative thinking. And again, I work for a startup and I'm probably getting a biased sample because the folks that are thinking this way, they're reaching out to me. But these folks weren't reaching out to me a year ago or a year and a half ago.
I think it's
Now,
definitely true. I think we're maybe seeing COVID in the rearview mirror, even though we still have COVID is very present. But in the healthcare space, we've got a handle on it. We know what to expect. We have processes and procedures now to contain it if it's inside of the organization. If we find a patient or have a patient or two or 10 that have COVID, because we know that's still, out there. But I see the same. I like that one big thing or that next big cool thing, because it's definitely true. Optimism for 2024. This is our beginning of the year show. So this is our New Year's show, essentially. So having optimism at the beginning is a great thing. So we'll have a great 2024. Can't believe we're already at 2024. Mike, it has been a pleasure to have you on the show tonight. Thank you so much for being here.
thank you. It was a pleasure and an honor.
Oh, thanks so much. We always want to provide our listeners with helpful information, as we said. We appreciate Mike and MedWand sharing their information today. We have a lot to consider and think about and try to consider whether we want to jump on that website, take a look at MedWand, also take a look at Hey Blue, as we look at our shows coming up in February, March, and April, and continuing throughout the year. We'll be following up on new and innovative technologies and other telehealth and healthcare tools that will help you in your daily life. So I hope that everyone has a great rest of the week. And Mike, let's follow up later in the year, see what MedOne's all about with our show. This is Blue Sierra's Telehealth Radio right here on WATD 95.9. We are the smartest show on radio.